Thursday, April 30th.
Love
I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, co-owner of Illusions Cosmetics, and I'm joined tonight by my Denise. Music just will not stop. Okay, Denise, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. We already know that. We're excited about tonight's show because, once again, we're going to be discussing beauty blogging, but tonight we're discussing it with the makeup girl. Our guest tonight is beauty editor. I got all this information, you all, from Twitter. So she's a beauty editor, social networking diva, gadget girl, music buff, and a beauty blogger, and her name is Leanne Farbs. Welcome, Leanne.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. We're glad that you could join us tonight. Tonight, again, you know, we were discussing beauty blogging, but tonight your blog is being featured, The Makeup Girl. So, Leanne, just give our listening audience a little bit of information about who you are, your background, what you do, and all that good stuff.
Well, basically, I started my blog 3 years ago. Actually, 3 years ago last week. So this is a big anniversary for me. I have always admired beauty editors from afar, and I've been in business for 20-some-odd years as both a makeup artist, and I have also worked directly for lines. And I thought that blogging was a unique opportunity for me to share the knowledge that I've gained as a beauty professional over the years, and I felt like I was kind of giving it away before. I mean, I give it away now anyway, but, you know, my friends, my family, what should I wear? What color should I wear? What should I use? You know, and I'm right there, so I figured it would be a great, you know, platform for me to be able to share that with everyone. And it's worked out really well. I mean, I'm really happy with it. It's come to be sort of like a part of me. Like, I feel like The Makeup Girl is like my baby, like another one of my children.
Right. How old were you when you first started wearing makeup, and how did you get interested in a career in beauty?
I want to say that I was 13, and my parents, well, my dad didn't really have that much say. As far as what went on, as far as me and my sister, I have a younger sister, and my mom and my grandmother both were very into beauty and very into beauty treatments, and my grandmother lied to us when I was growing up in Los Angeles, and she, I think my mom let me start wearing, I think I got to wear, I had a corn silk powder, like translucent powder. I had a CoverGirl or Maybelline blush trio. It was in a little compact, and like a kissing potion. That was the first makeup I wore. I've been wearing like Body Bell lip smacker since I was 8. So I'd already been wearing color. So I got to wear makeup a little. I got to wear makeup a little early.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And as far as me being interested in a career in beauty, when I first started modeling, there were no colors to match me at all. As a matter of fact, the makeup artist never even did my makeup. I had to do it myself. I met one makeup artist who taught me how to blend using a Joe Blasco.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me how to blend so that I would be able to do it myself, because he was like, they're never going to have anything to match you, so you need to learn how to do it. And wow. and he showed me what to do, because there are a couple of my old modeling shots that are just hilarious, because my face is a complete different color than the rest of my body. And that's because they had like, and I even forget the color, but it was a Lancome like dual finish powder. And it made my skin look really smooth and even and perfect. But like once the lights came up and it brought out the big reflectors and everything, my face is clearly not the same color as the rest of me. So that was a big lesson for me in learning how to custom blend. And I think I became attracted to that. And then I went on to work at a sort of avant-garde cosmetic company downtown St. Louis where we were living.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to college, I went to Parsons and I studied color theory.
Oh, okay. Now, you know, that's kind of interesting because you're fairly light and makeup artists could not match you.
Right.
Well, that's a big problem that most darker women of color have.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've seen it from all spectrums because I think that women of color, and not just black women, like Latin women,
right.
Asian women,
mm-hmm.
they come in all different tones. And I
right.
think that people forget that it's not just this sort of like, you know, when Prescriptive Church came out, that it was like, you're yellow-orange. Okay, not really. I am, but there's also some red in there. Like the last time somebody did my makeup, who's actually a friend of mine, Victoria Stiles, she's a makeup artist in the area, and I think she used 3 or 4 shades, and one of them was a very red shade, but it was perfect. Like, she did a great job. But everybody's got, like, it's not just the actual shade, it's the tone that they have to get right. And that's what Billy B taught me when I first interviewed him. He said, sometimes that means, even more often than not, it means using more than one shade.
Right.
Sometimes 2, sometimes 3.
And sometimes it's hard convincing the consumer that, because, you know, no one wants to go to the counter and purchase 3 shades just to get it right.
Right, exactly. And I think that a lot of times you have to, there is, what is that one palette that I like using? The Makeup Forever palette. It's like a little pan with like 5 shades.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody could buy one thing that costs a certain amount of money and they could use that one thing, I think that people would be a little bit more satisfied with that than having
yeah.
to buy like 2 and 3 bottles of foundation at $30 a pop.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so basically you talked about, I think you said it in your bio, that you pretty much started your blog out of the, I guess, the desire to share information with your family, friends, and
mm-hmm.
your experiences. And how long, I couldn't remember if you said this or not, how long ago was that when you started your blog about, you said,
3.
April 2006.
Okay, cool.
And I had 32 readers forever. Like, I was convinced it's only my family and my friends. You know? But it was great. They supported me. Even though I knew nobody was reading it, I felt like I was talking to myself. But, you know?
Because 3 years ago, blogging, a lot of people knew about blogging, but it's not as popular as it is right now.
Oh, it's crazy. It's exploded. That and Twitter, too. It's very strange
yeah.
to me that all of a sudden now everybody's just jumping. I don't know what Twitter is, but here I go, you
right.
know.
Right. I think now that the celebrities are on Twitter, everybody's fascinated with it.
Right, exactly. It's like some new way for them to, like, get more information than they already have, which is
right.
weird because they already have too much information.
Right.
So let's talk about your blog a little bit. What's the reason behind the name?
My sister actually came up with that. She was just like, well, you are the makeup girl, you know, and my girlfriend was just like, you know, she's been calling me the eyebrow master for years. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that because then it would make me, you know, then I'd have to concentrate on only eyebrows. I wanted something that was all-encompassing. And
right.
and it just kind of stuck, you know, because it's like I was always doing everybody's makeup ever since, like, I can remember, even when I was in high school.
Oh,
getting,
wow.
out the, getting out the makeup in the Sebastian Spritz Forte to do the bangs.
Right.
It was the 80s. We had big hair. So that's how the name came. That's how the name came up. And then my tagline was also my sister. Well, it was partly my sister and partly my grandmother. Because she used to rub lemons on our elbows and knees all the time because she was just like, oh, if you don't do that, your knees and your elbows are going to get dark.
Mm.
Right.
And they're going to get rough, you know. So, like, she would be cooking something and she would come over with a used lemon and just stick it on the bottom of my elbow while I was doing my homework.
Wow.
You just stick it there. So it's just like when life gives you lemons, cut them in half and rub them on your elbows and knees. And my sister's an actress, so she comes up with all those little one-liner things all the time. So.
Okay.
Oh, hilarious!
Yeah.
How do you go about sampling products to review on your blog?
Well, when I first started, now I get a lot of submissions from PR. Most of, actually, all of my submissions, apart from what I buy, because I'm still a consumer. I still, you know, like to buy things. I still love beauty products, and there are things that I go out and buy myself. And I don't get submissions from every cosmetic person in the world. So, you know, there are certain things that I go out and buy, and there are certain things that are sent to me. But in the very beginning, I most definitely reviewed everything in my closet for like a year and a half until people started sending me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because I think that the PR people want to see that you actually like and use the product, you know?
Right.
And
right.
They don't want to just see, and in the very beginning, they were very skeptical about sending anything my way because they were like, well, who is she? You know, she's not affiliated with a magazine or whatever. And that was before. And when we would go to Fashion Week, it was so funny. They'd be like, oh, the bloggers are here. Now they're like, oh, the bloggers.
Right.
You know, it's completely different. But before, they were so annoyed with us. They just didn't even know why we were there. And they just thought we were just, that we were just like second-class citizens, little guerrilla journalists. And so I reviewed everything in my closet. And then slowly, you know, little by little, people started, you know, I remember the first thing that I got was actually a box from, I don't know if you're familiar with Palachinka.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a review site. They sent me a box of stuff, and they were like, you write a review, and we'll link back to your blog. I was like, awesome. And I remember me and my friend Julia from All About the Pretty, we both got, you know, like boxes of stuff like that for the first time. And she came over to my house and was like, did you get your box? Yes, I got my box. And we were just like, so excited that somebody was like sending us a box full of stuff to use. And then slowly but surely, once I kind of got indexed in Google a little bit, then, you know, I started getting press releases, started showing up in my inbox from major brands. And the first major brand that sent me anything was Tom Ford, and I nearly died. I was like, oh! But, you know, that's how it happened. And it was basically like, you know, hard work on my part, because, I mean, it was just like blog, 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 blog. And then, you know, and then also another thing I guess I want to point out is that if you, sometimes there are a lot of bloggers that like pigeonhole themselves into sort of certain categories. So, for instance, you know, like say eyebrows or nail polish. And then, you know, then they expect the, they expect PR people to send them things that don't have to do with what they're writing.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it's like, if you write a blog about nail polish, why would somebody send you a lip gloss?
Right.
You know? And I've met a lot of, like, and there are nail polish bloggers that I love, like Michelle from All Lacquered Up. She's amazing. You know, and she does it very well. But, you know, there are a lot of, I mean, I get emails from people all the time, like, how do you do it? How do you get in? We're trying to get into the blogging game. I want my blog to be like yours, da, 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 da. You know, but you can't, like, hound the PR people. It's crazy because they're just like, what, you know, because then there was a big giant article in the New York Times about all the beauty bloggers being swag whores like a year ago. So, like, why would you sit up there and threaten PR people to send you things? It's just, it's ridiculous. So
right.
There's a lot of that's been going on, but, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, and that's definitely the wrong way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you spoke about the reaction that they have to bloggers at Fashion Week. Why do you think now they get so excited, especially when you all are, well, I'm just speaking of the beauty bloggers, not those who blog on fashion, but the beauty bloggers.
Right.
Why do you think they get so excited when you all go to Fashion Week?
I think it's mostly because I think that they're starting to realize there are a lot of PR companies that have hired entire divisions just to deal with bloggers. And I mean, entire PR divisions. And that's crazy. Like, you're going to create a whole department just to deal with us. And I think that they have realized the value in the fact that, you know, I mean, I have people that send me emails all the time saying, I cancel my subscription to Allure. because I can find out what's new with you every day, and I don't have to wait till the end of the month when the magazine comes.
Well, that's true, though.
So that's huge, and I think that a lot of PR companies, like, wow, Allure's not going anywhere anytime soon, I think the PR companies realize the value in that, and so they figure, you know, there are some people that are going to be online, and there are some people that still want the traditional thing. You know, I mean, I still love magazines. I get Allure in my mailbox every month.
Right.
Right.
You know, but I think that there are so many events, and every time, you know, we go to Fashion Week, it's like, oh, when are you going to be in town? You know, we're going to take you out to lunch. We're going to take you out to dinner. We're going to, you know, I think it's funny because it was never like that before, but I think it's increasingly gone that way because they want their items featured
right
on your blog.
Right.
You know, they know we're going to cover it anyway.
Right.
So why not, you know, so.
So you're the reason magazines are folding and people are losing their jobs.
No, don't say that. I love magazines. So I certainly hope not. I don't want them to go anywhere anytime soon. I do think that the landscape of traditional journalism is changing rapidly.
Yeah.
And but there has to be some way for, you know, everybody to sort of coexist.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Just like Allure magazine is not going anywhere, but you know, beauty blogging is here to stay also, and it's
right.
becoming more and more popular. So, you know, I think, like you said, you have to try to find a way where everybody can coexist and be happy.
Yeah, a happy medium. Exactly.
What do you think about blog networks, and how important is that, I guess, for your blog?
I think that blog networks are an important part of reaching a target or a core audience. I belong to the Beauty Blog Network, and I have been a member since its inception. And then I also have partnered with Total Beauty for ads, and I run ads on my blog. That's how I, you know, make money. And because my blog has grown so that it started out at, like, on a free, I did it on Blogger first, a free server.
Mm-hmm.
And then the version that you see now is its third incarnation because my archives got too big and I couldn't, and I have to, so I have to pay for hosting.
Right.
And then I also have to deal with people that hot link my pictures and that uses up my bandwidth. And so it costs money, you know, even though I'm doing it for free and for the love of beauty, I still have to pay bills.
Well, so,
right.
I mean, speaking of ads, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Like, how important is it to run ads on your blog, do you think?
I think it's important. I don't think it's, I mean, I don't like it to do, to look too vaguesy, you know,
uh-huh.
to like with too many ads.
Right.
But it's important in order to, I mean, you don't want to look like you're in it only for the money. I guess there has to be, like I said before, you know, a happy medium.
Right.
You know, you want to be able to make money so that you can cover your costs, but you don't want to look like I'm only doing this so that I can make money. You know, that's sort of like that because there are all those blogs out there, the spam blogs that sort of just steal everybody's feed, put copyright, blah 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 at the bottom, and then run ads on the side.
Mm.
So they're basically profiting off of non-original content.
Right.
And I don't mind if they link back, but you know, because it's whatever, I'm getting traffic from it. But if you mask the links and also the content, then I start, you know, kicking ass.
You joining the two blog networks, that has helped your followers to grow tremendously. Is that correct?
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. The first network that I belonged to was actually Glam, and
mm-hmm.
And although I didn't see a whole lot of traffic from them, I think that when I started blogging more, because I used to just do one post a day, and then I started getting people sending emails like, oh, we really wish you would update more often. Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And once I started updating more often, you know, I kind of got indexed in Google a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that when people did searches on stuff, like, you know, like my traffic jumped and my feed subscribership jumped from like 30 to like 100 to like 200, and then all the way up to, I think before I moved my blog and messed up my feed, I had 1,500 subscribers.
Oh wow.
For on my feed, and now I have to say, you know, I messed up the feed when I moved the blog, so now I have to start all over. Those poor people. I'm so sorry. But I'm a total novice at this web thing. I have really, really talented people helping me. I mean, I'm pretty good at technical stuff, but there are certain things that are beyond my grasp.
Right.
Right. Well, I noticed from your website that you offer blog consulting services. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I do. That's a new thing because people were asking me. A lot of young bloggers. Well, how do I get? I have a blog, but I'm trying to step my game up, or I want to start a blog, and I don't know how, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know the first thing about. Social networking, or, you know, how to, like, do I need to know HTML? No, you don't. I mean, so I started the services. I've had a couple of clients where I've helped them build their blog sort of from the ground up, and then I've had a few that already have blogs, and I help them sort of figure out their advertising and how to, you know, get them started on Twitter and make sure they have a feed and just little things that sort of I kind of learned along the way that helped me, that I know that it would be beneficial for someone else when they're starting out. So my rates are pretty reasonable, I think, because I've looked at other people that do consulting, and they kind of do like a $60 or $75 an hour type of thing, and it can get a little, you know, time-consuming. So, you know, $65 an hour after a while can rack up.
Right.
So that's something new that I just started at the beginning of the year, and so far it's been going quite well.
Is that your rate, or is that just the rates you notice other people were charging?
Actually, that's the rates I noticed that other people were charging. I have basically packages
for
different levels. So it's just like I work on a monthly retainer. So it's like I have a $400, and then I have, you know, $300, I have $200, I have $100. So it's like whatever you need, or whatever how much money you want to spend.
Gotcha.
You know, I can help you out, and I just sort of like work silently in the background to get it done. And then they can always just call me for phone support in the interim if they don't understand, and then at the end I give them a little PowerPoint cheat sheet presentation that they can, so they can go back and refer to stuff.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now there's a conference out there for bloggers, and I just can't remember the name of it.
Are you talking about the one in Atlanta?
No. I want to say like out west somewhere, like maybe Vegas or...
Oh, in Blog World, you mean?
Yes, 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 yes. That's it. Have you ever attended?
I went to Blog World last year.
Okay.
And I plan on going again this year. It was a really fun conference. I learned a whole lot. That's actually where I learned so much about Twitter, because I only joined Twitter, I want to say, last August.
Oh, stop playing.
Right,
Leanne. So.
All those followers you have.
I think so. I think it was August 2008. I can look it up really quick. Let me look and see. So there's a little button I have on my site that says when.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I think you're right. I remember seeing that. I believe.
Twitter counter. July of 2000. So last summer. I've been a member for 271 days.
Anyway.
Well, and you've got how many followers?
I have, as of today, 3,943.
You and Ashton Kutcher, okay? So come on, Leanne.
Ashton has a million.
A million. For beauty bloggers, that's like a million.
Yeah. No, it's like, and to tell you the truth, somebody asked me there. They were like, "How did you?" I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know, because all I do is complain and post stuff about my blog. All I do is complain, talk about music, post stuff from my blog. That's it.
You know what, though? You do
talk
have
about makeup.
Very, you do have some very interesting posts, even though you do, you know, you have a beauty blog, but you are always on there talking about the music that you're listening to.
And I think that's the thing. People can relate to that.
And your complaints are sometimes very funny. So, that's, you know, you just don't know why people are following you, but it may be more
right,
than the
I,
blog.
Right, exactly. And then I have a pretty potty mouth. I have had people unfollow me because I cuss too much.
I'm sorry? I said, but ask her if she cares.
No, I don't really. I mean, if you don't.
Oh, exactly.
I
think that comes
like, I'm sorry you're offended, but goodbye. You know?
In some of your posts, I think that's why some people, you know, follow you. They like that.
Right. But that and then there's all, and then there's also a number of I get a number of really weird I get like a link like guys send me their like MySpace music page. I'm like, I'm not in the music business.
Well, you are now.
It cracks me up. It's hilarious. Like, hey Ma, listen to my beats. No. So that's my Twitter story. But yeah, it's only been since last summer. But it's been an amazing networking tool for me. I mean, I've met so many people. I've had amazing opportunities through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I'm glad you're talking
about
Twitter because I have a friend on the line right now that I want her to hear the positive things you have to say about Twitter and how it's helped, you know, your blog and your business.
It has helped my blog and my business. There are a number of things that you can do with Twitter. There's some software called Twitter Feed where you put in your feed for your blog, and it will update. You can set it to update every hour, every 3 hours, whatever. So every time you do a blog post, I think this also helped my traffic tremendously because every time you do a blog post, it'll post to Twitter. Mine says new on TMZ, and it has, as a part of the title blurb, and then it links back to my blog. So if I have a network of 3,000 followers, and I'm posting something for my blog, and I'm posting three times a day, four times a day, or however many, even once a day, it doesn't matter. 3,000 people will see your content.
Right.
3,000 people will possibly link back to your blog, and possibly become a subscriber and stay.
Right.
So. It depends on how you use it. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, I don't need to know where you are every time. If somebody's saying, I'm going to the bathroom right now, they're not using Twitter the correct way.
Correct.
And that's ridiculous. You know, nobody wants to. I don't want to hear that either. I don't want to hear that you're going to the bathroom.
Right.
You know, they're not using it in the right way. You have to be able to, like, use it and network, and you need to, you know, follow the right people. And there are a number of tools that can help you do that so that you can be exposed to interesting content.
That's important, following the right people.
Yeah, following the right people, because there are some people that I stop following because I don't care what they have to say. If all you're going to do is sit there and yell at me and not interact with me or just talk to your buddies, then I don't need to follow you.
Right.
You know, instead of saying motivational, like, the motivational things like, come on, people, let's go. What? You know, makes no sense to me. So goodbye. I'm not following you. I don't care how famous you are. So it depends on, you have to follow the right people. You can't just follow people because they're famous.
Right.
Because sometimes famous people don't have anything to say.
Right. We did have a caller from the 402 area code, but we lost them. So if they're still listening, please call back in. They had something they wanted to say.
Leanne said something they didn't like.
I must have cussed or something, and then they didn't like it. They hung up.
That was that comment about, come on, people, let's go.
Well. We all know who that is.
Right?
We all know who that is.
Right.
I'll remain nameless.
Oh, gosh.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Clutch Magazine and your new position with Fuchsia Blog.
And give out the website.
Yeah, I'm the editor for Fuchsia, which is Clutch's, it's billed as their daily supplement to the beauty department. I met Deanna a couple of years ago, and Deanna Sutton, for those who don't know, out there is the editor-in-chief and the voice behind Clutch Magazine. And I met her. She actually reached out to me and told me that she loved my blog. I was like, what? And we just started talking, and then she called me up in January and asked me, because she had been doing it by herself, and she still does do a lot for that website by herself with no help. And so when she called me, I was just like, I would love to be involved because I would love to support anything that you do. Mm-hmm. Because she's such a hard worker, and she's really, you know, a good person. And I think that Clutch is definitely poised to sort of take off, you know, where Honey Magazine left off.
Oh yeah.
You know, as far as their voice in the community and their readership and their, I mean, they have, I don't even know, I think that I asked her how many, she gets like 300,000 page views a month.
Oh, God.
Insane. Yeah. Yeah. So basically Clutch is sort of like, it's different than my blog in that basically it's sort of like just little blurbs, quick little product reviews, a lot of sort of like celebrity, do you love it, do you hate it type of pictures. And I'm not sure, I think that she's trying to, I guess we're trying to figure out what the voice of Fuchsia is going to be. So I think that we're going through a couple of little changes right now. So we'll see how it shakes out and how, because I think that, the readers are there. They're just not, they just don't comment a lot unless it has something to do with Beyonce, then they're all over it.
Right.
but you know, starting a beauty blog, even if it's a supplement to a regular magazine, is a serious business and it's hard, you know? So we'll see what happens. But I love Deanna and she's my boo. I just got back from Atlanta and I spent some time with her there. So it's been a really good experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plans, anything new that you plan on doing with the Makeup Girl?
Like I said, I'm going to go to Blog World. I might be going to the Cosmoprof convention in Las Vegas in July.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. That's kind of up in the air at the moment. But right now, I'm just sort of trying to work on my content and on trying to produce the best content I can, because I think that that's the most important thing. I have a lot of really good relationships with a lot of different companies,
mm-hmm.
And I think that they, you know, they usually come to me first, so I end up getting sort of the advance on a lot of things that a lot of people don't have. I have really good relationships with the people that I work with, and I like to keep it that way. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to take on any additional writers because everybody always asks me that.
Right.
And I did, and then she left to start her own beauty blog. So now I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm gun shy. So I was just like, you know, but I really do need help. You know, I need like an intern or something. But I'm just like, at the moment, I'm just doing everything by myself.
So
you don't even want to see my house.
Yeah, I can imagine. What's a typical day for you?
I get up. I have a 13-year-old boy, and so I get up every day around between 5 and 6:30. Consume large amounts of coffee. get him out the door by 8:30. And usually I try to start writing when I get up, when it's quiet, when there's when he's still asleep. He doesn't get up till about 7 or 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually start writing. I usually try and set out an outline the night before about what I'm going to do the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't always work, but Some things are on a timetable as far as press releases go because they go with release dates of products. And some are just, you know, like, hey, can you mention my product type of thing. So those things usually kind of get pushed to the back, and I deal with the press release-driven things first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of do it that way. So usually sort of the post that you see at the end of the day, it may either be something that I bought and I just tried and I couldn't wait to talk about it, or it may be sort of like a new indie brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I try and save the morning time, the things that people first see, to be like the major people that send me press releases, where
right.
I have sort of like a timeline-driven item.
Right. Right.
And I'm usually done by like 3. My son gets home like he walks in the door about 4:00, so I'm usually done by about 3. And then I'm off to Twitter land.
Right, right.
but usually that interdispersed with time to sort of like plan for the next day. Because if
right.
I don't plan, then things kind of get missed, and I end up being, and that's largely because I need an intern to sort of like, catalog all this stuff when it comes in, you know, and
right.
then I got to go to my post office box and pick everything up, and then, so there's a lot of busy work that goes along with it, because it's really a business, you know.
Yeah,
it's not
it really
people
is.
Think that I'm just sitting here like I really like I you know like I get better stop talking about it. People are going to start asking me if they can be my intern. I'm not ready for that yet.
Well, you know, I was just about to put it out there, we need 3 interns actually, but we'll wait on Leanne. We need 2 interns.
You do? You need some interns.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
I need a local intern, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, I'll cross that bridge, because and especially during Fashion Week, because during Fashion Week, I'm not here. So then there's
right.
stuff that's coming to the box that would need to be cataloged and whatever. So, you know, that's an important part of it, because then it's like, you know, like if I don't know it's there, you know, like I get like 3-4 boxes. I usually go to my box twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I go, there's at least minimum 3 packages, if not more like 6.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got to go through it. I usually open it up. I see the press release and I'm like, oh, you know, so it's like, it would be great if somebody could magically match the press release to the item and put it someplace. That would be great. So we'll see. I'm working on that. That's probably my next, project is to hire an intern.
Yeah, and that's kind of like us if we're working on a movie that's 2 or 3 months, it's very hard to run your business. So it kind of drives you crazy because
right.
you're doing it, you're still running your business, but then you're doing all this extra stuff as well.
Right.
When you're talking about your activities throughout the day, now, is all of that just for the makeup girl? Does that include what you do for the Fuchsia blog as well?
No, usually the Fuchsia blog, I can usually, you know, get those posts out in the morning or the night before. Sometimes a lot of the stuff that I write for them is at night, because it's not as press release driven as more as much as it is sort of, do you like this celebrity look?
Right.
You know, or products we love. Very quick, small, you know, not a lot of, I mean, we're talking like a paragraph.
Yeah, yeah.
So whereas my reviews tend to be a little bit lengthier and contain product swatches or product images, you know, it's more visual, you know, and maybe that will change. I'm not sure. But as far as the format for Fuchsia goes right now, that's the format that we're working with.
Gotcha.
So that actually takes me less time
mm-hmm.
than what I do for the makeup girl.
Gotcha. Well, we're coming close to the end of our show, Leanne, but I would like to thank you for joining us tonight. We had a couple callers who just called just to listen in, and there was one who kind of disappeared, but we won't blame that on you, Leanne. We won't blame that on you.
it's my fault.
No. But we do encourage our listeners to tune in on May 14th. That's our next show at 9 p.m. And just pay close attention to Twitter and Facebook and our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio for the discussion topic. We have someone that we're trying to book, so it hasn't been quite confirmed yet, so we don't want to give that out quite yet. But we encourage you all to continue to listen, and you can call in to join us in the discussion at 914-803-4399, or you can always email us your questions at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Leanne, I wanted you to take the time now to kind of give out the address to the Makeup Girl and to how people can also read some of your posts on Future Blog as well.
Yep, okay. So the address for the Makeup Girl is themakeupgirl.net, and Future is actually, there's no www. It's just future.clutchmagonline.com. And then you can follow me on Twitter at The Makeup Girl.
Cool. Now, do me one favor and spell fuchsia for everybody. Spell that whole.
Yep. It's fuchsia is spelled fuchsia.
clutchmagonline.com.
Wow, I was laughing, but I spelled it wrong. Okay.
Wrong too. Because I probably would never get it by the way I spelled it. So normally what we do on our show at the end is we always ask our guests the same question at the end, and you can just kind of give your answer as the show fades out. But we always ask all of our listeners, what is beauty to you? So what's beauty to you, Leanne?
Beauty to me is being yourself. You know, if you have a big laugh, embrace it. If you have a gap in your teeth, embrace it. If you have curly hair, embrace it. Just, you know, like, I think that being yourself is probably the best way to for you to be, in the most authentic way, for you to be beautiful.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to put that out on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was just thinking.
Be yourself. Be yourself. That and wash your face. People always tell me that they don't take off their makeup. I'm like, please wash your face.
Oh, yes. That's a big one.
Right.
And then wonder why they have...
That'll help you be... Right, bad skin, right?
Exactly. They wonder why they have skin issues.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, now being yourself is the best beauty secret ever. My grandmother was herself, and she was like my biggest beauty hero. So, you know, she didn't compromise or change for anyone. And I think that that being true to yourself is very important.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much. Just want to just briefly mention that you will be a live blogger at our and Shine event in Los Angeles in June 21st, as a matter of fact. So we're very excited about that.
Yay.
I am too. I'm very excited. I think that's going to be fun. So, I'm very looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we'll give our listeners a little more information about that, especially if you're in the Los Angeles area and would like to attend the event. But I'm sure you're going to have some wonderful things to say. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. I think it'll be great. We'll have to work out all that live blogging stuff offline, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So thank you again for joining us, and I am very sure we will have you back on as a guest for a future show.
I would love to.
This was fun. It gives us this show kind of gave us a little insight into how important not only blogging, but just social networking is to bloggers. So
right, exactly.
That was kind of cool.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much, and have a great night.
You too. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. You all have been listening to Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics. This is Janice Cannell, and I've been joined by Leanne Fogg with The Makeup Girl and my sister Denise. Have a great night.
Good night.
Da-da-da-da, da-da-dee-da, da-da-dee-da. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 1-8-4, and welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 1-8-4, and